From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council holds an urgent meeting this week on continuing violence in western Myanmar that has forced 370,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee to neighboring Bangladesh. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday and was requested by Britain and Sweden on Monday. The UN's human rights chief referred to the treatment of the Rohingya as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. He told the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva his office has received numerous reports and satellite imagery of Myanmar security forces and local militias carrying out killings and burning entire Rohingya villages in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Some Florida residents began returning to their homes after Hurricane Irma. Officials warned that the recovery would be frustrating and lengthy. President Trump said the devastation was far greater than anyone thought. Irma has left more than 6 million Florida homes without power, and the Keys have been described as a war zone. The storm has killed at least 40 people. French President Emmanuel Macron promised a fast, exemplary reconstruction of the Caribbean islands of St. Martin and St. Bartholomew. Both islands were struck by Hurricane Irma. Pascal Davies has more.
Macron promising a large-scale rebuild in the battered islands and says a return to normal life is the priority. According to a provisional tally, Irma killed 10 people on the French-speaking St. Bartholomew and in the French part of St. Martin.
Relief efforts for the region have stepped up since Sunday, with France and the Netherlands sending in military units. This is VOA News. More than 60% of the world's nations are expected to meet some of their health targets in the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. They include reducing child and maternal deaths and from malaria. However, fewer than 5% are projected to meet their targets on reducing the number of overweight children, tuberculosis infections, and traffic deaths. This news comes in a report published Wednesday by the British journal The Lancet that analyzed health-related sustainable development goals in 188 countries. The 17 wide-ranging goals spearheaded by the UN focus on improving health and education, ending poverty, combating climate change, making cities more sustainable, and protecting oceans and forests. Apple has rolled out its much-anticipated iPhone X. The phone features wireless charging, an infrared camera, and special hardware for facial recognition. This actually replaces fingerprint recognition. The home button is now found on the phone. That will wake it up instead of being on the front page. The phone ships on November 3rd, and it's now priced at $999. It's not the only mobile device making news, though, as Ryan Brooks reports.
Early signs that Samsung's next Galaxy Note is rising from the ashes. Company execs on Tuesday saying pre-orders for the Note 8 have hit over 650,000 in just 5 days, proving that even after the disastrous recall of exploding Note 7s last year, the Samsung name still commands a loyal legion. One critical market Samsung's keeping an eye on is the world's biggest for smartphones, China. The Note 8 faces an uphill battle there, with cutthroat competition from the likes of Xiaomi and Huawei, costing Samsung a 3% market share in just 3 months from April to June.
And the Note 8 officially goes on sale this Friday. The vice chairman of the Controversial Government Commission, President Donald Trump, is charged with investigating alleged voter fraud in last year's U.S. election, said Tuesday that there is a high possibility the panel will complete its work without making any recommendations. Kris Kobach, a Republican who is the Secretary of State in the Midwestern state of Kansas, discussed the commission's work after meetings in Manchester, New York, I should say New Hampshire. Mr. Trump formed the commission to support his professed belief that his presidential opponent last year, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, won millions of votes from people who were not authorized to vote and had not properly registered as voters or voted multiple times. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.